Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2026.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, Sue is just commenting on how we love the long days. The first day of summer is still a few weeks away, and I kind of told the gang, like, the other night, I think it might have been Friday. I don't know, maybe it was Saturday. I played pickleball, and I'm old. I'm like, I'm kind of tired, and it was still a little daylight out. I mean, it was probably 9 o'clock, but still. You've got a little light until after 9, don't you, at this time of year?
Yeah, was at a soccer game last night, and it was over, like, at 8:15 or so. It's like, I felt like it should be dark.
Right.
You know?
I know.
It's like, well, I'm done.
But don't complain about that.
Oh, no. I know.
Which soccer game did you go to?
Oh, a nephew's.
Okay.
It was a, you know, intramural sort of co-ed.
It's very dedicated of you as an uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's good. David Strom is back with us from hotair.com. It's been a bit since we visited with Mr. Strom. I'm looking forward to it. How are you, David? Hope all is well. Is there still snow on the ground in Minneapolis?
No, we've had weather very similar to yours. I was listening to it, and it's like, that could be Minneapolis's forecast.
We've had a great spring. We really have. A lot of times what happens this time of year here in St. Louis is May kicks in, and we go right to the 90s and the AC and all that. We've had really – I think, Sue, we've had a great spring, haven't we?
We actually had a spring, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point to be made. But I know you guys up in – one of the things I know about Minneapolis is once the weather does get nice, you guys take advantage of the nice weather with golf and all kinds of activities up there. So it is beautiful. It's just – we had this story that Sue gave on this segment that we do Sue's News – and which cities had a snow on this date in history?
It was Buffalo and somewhere else in New York State and somewhere in Ohio, like Cleveland.
Yeah, on this day in history. And then I didn't mention this in the last hour. So my first day in Milwaukee was June 1st, 1997. So it's 29 years ago today. And what I remember, David, and I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. I wasn't risk averse to cold. But on June 1st, the low temperature in the morning, because I did the morning show, so I got there at 4 in the morning, it was 40 degrees. June 1st, 40 degrees. That should have been my first signal that things weren't going to go well weather-wise. And I finally got sick of and it wasn't, I always say this, you might say this about Minneapolis. It was never the winters that drove me crazy up there. It was the springs because I was right by the lake and it just never would warm up enough,
Oh, and everything was dirty because all the dirt that has accumulated on the snow as it melts, it's it's just awful. I mean, late spring is great. Early spring is snow melt, mold, because mold grows under the snow as it melts. And then all the sand and dirt that was put down during the winter.
Yeah, oh, it's then it just gets disgusting. Gross. Well, let's talk about some issues. Look, things are relatively quiet in your neck of the woods, aren't they? After all the excitement from January and February, you don't really have a lot going on up there. I know you just celebrated the George Floyd anniversary, so that was a big deal.
Yes, instead of Memorial Day, in fact. Our right. governor went to the George Floyd party. It was basically he was dancing there, but he skipped out on Memorial Day at Fort Snelling. That's, I mean, it was
so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. It really is. But that's what we've kind of come to know about Jacob Fry and all the things that happen up there. All right, so I had I have Dwayne Patterson on a regular basis. I know that speaks to my desperation, David, here in St. Louis. No, I love Dwayne. He's great. He's become a good friend. But he, we talked last week a bit about Grant Plattner. I know that Dwayne wrote a piece for Hot Air on Grant Plattner. He basically told me he's pretty convinced that in the end, Plattner's not going to win this seat. But, you know, your column was, wait, I'm not so sure, even though all this stuff and they still have the Oppo file that's getting released, you're not so sure that he's done. Look, he's got a pretty big lead on the Democrat side and even over Janet Mills if she would get back in the race, because that's being talked about, I think, at this point, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Graham Plattner, you know, fiasco up there, you know, looking at it from the outside, is really all about the internal battles within the Democratic Party. And I like to say it's the Bolsheviks versus the Mensheviks. And, you know, the Mensheviks, the establishment, basically they view the Democratic Party as an organized crime institution where they're there to skim off the top, you know, funnel money through NGOs and push their agenda that way. Whereas the Bolsheviks are, you know, basically the rising communist DSA folks. And Graham Plattner is their guy, you know, the Mensheviks, the Chuck Schumer types, you know, went and tried to get Janet Mills, and that didn't work out real well. And I think what's happening here is you've got the establishment doing an oppo dump now, hoping they can drive Plattner out of the race.
Right. I think that's certainly what's happening, or they're trying. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work. And, you know, it's the Democrats, because the Republicans would wait until he was locked in as a candidate.
Yes, you know politics. That's exactly right. And these consultants, they have big files and they have things that they will release and maybe that they hold back, and they kind of see, they gauge it. They have to figure it out. And there's a bit of a, I don't know if you want to call it an art or a science to the consultants in some of the Oppo files, for sure. Let's talk about Iran, because I had Tim Carney on earlier from the Washington Examiner. He's very concerned and expressed some concerns in a piece that he wrote about the politics of all this and where it might be taking us. The president today said this. Iran, this was on Truth Social, of course. Iran really wants to make a deal, and it will be a good one for the USA and those that are with us. But don't the Democrats and various seemingly unpatriotic Republicans understand that it is much tougher for me to properly do my job and negotiate when political hacks keep negatively chirping at levels I've never seen before over and over and over again, that I should move faster, move slower, or go to war, or not go to war, or whatever. Just sit back and relax. It will all work out well in the end. It always does, President DJT. So he's...
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Basically saying, hey, relax, be patient, we got it covered. I don't know if all the Republicans are taking or heeding that advice right now, David.
No, I've backed Donald Trump on this from the very beginning until about 2-3 weeks ago, where I started losing faith. I think President Trump, has reasons to be concerned about reigniting the war. But I am now inclined to believe, particularly after he pressured Netanyahu to at least put in a partial ceasefire in Lebanon, that to believe that he is chasing the deal. He's worried that Iran is going to go with what amounts to a nuclear option if the war restarts. And it's not an actual nuclear bomb. They don't have one. But basically devastating all the oil infrastructure in the Gulf countries. And the intelligence seems to suggest that they have enough ballistic missiles to retain a deterrent. So I have become skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Justifiably so.
Yeah, and so I've become a chirper, and I wrote a piece. It was a VIP piece at Hot Air, and my readers were about half split. Some saying, yeah, he should never have ceased fire. He should have just pressed to the very end. And the others are calling us panickins. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to be the guy that goes on TV and says Joe Biden is sharp as a tack.
Yeah,
the Republican version of it. You know,
things happening here that I'm very confused about. Look, you had in your piece, you put a tweet in here from someone that I follow, which is at Bonchi Red State, saying Iran has concluded that Trump simply will not back up his repeated threats and red lines. So they just keep adding provisions and stalling. They don't want a deal because they see the long term realignment of power as more valuable. That reality won't be wished away. And I kind of agree with that. And that's where I'm wondering. Now, look, I understand the other thing that I think is certainly something that would be in the administration's favor. I think that this economic blockade is really, really inflicting pain. So I think the hope is still that that pain is going to result in a better deal. But man, this is going to get dragged out. The president seemingly is saying he's not worried about the midterms at this point. He wants to do the right thing. And the right thing is making sure that this regime does not have a nuclear weapon. But I think we're kind of owed a little bit of a path here as American taxpayers.
Well, yeah, 100%. And I will tell you that I was very skeptical of the ceasefire at the very beginning. But I assumed that they had, well, just a better strategy. I mean, I think the economic blockade, is putting an enormous amount of pressure on Iran. But they look and they... Their timeline is basically how long will it take for Trump to relent?
Yeah,
Trump
yeah.
has three or four timelines that he has to look at. He's got just sort of the general American support, you know, which is already very weak and was very weak from the very beginning. The second is his MAGA support, which, you know, I mean, just frankly, he admitted as much about the panickins and, he's saying that this makes it harder. But, you know, you can't drive people's doubt away just by saying, trust me. You have to show them. I mean, he's made so many threats that he hasn't followed through that, you know, people are looking at, well, you probably don't mean it.
Yeah, that's the problem. He usually follows through on the threats. I'm really surprised that there hasn't been more, you know, ramp up of the military action. But he says be patient. He knows what he's doing. Let's talk a little bit. David Stromp from hotair.com is here about your planned move or perhaps not moving to Canada, because I'm kind of with you here. You wrote a column that said, if James Tallarico wins, I'm moving to Canada. I think there's very little risk here that he's going to be the next senator from Texas. However, if you believe the conventional wisdom, the challenge is a little tougher because Cornyn would have won, if you believe the experts, easier over Tallarico than Ken Paxton. So what do you think about that?
I don't see the evidence. I mean, you know, the guy got impeached and won re-election. The establishment hates him. But, you know, if you look at all the things that they've thrown at him, it's like, well, you know, he's in the middle of a divorce. And, you know, really? that's what you've got? I mean, they really don't have a lot on him, and Tallarico is just insane. So
to put it mildly, right?
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at the results, I mean, he did just beat Cornyn. I mean, he beat him like a drum. I mean, Cornyn just, you know, if you say he's like the most electable guy, an incumbent comes in and he gets, what was it, about 30%? You know, it's clear that his electability was oversold. So, no, I think that Tallarico, of all the places where the Democrats are looking for a pickup, he is by far the least likely.
I would agree. But you had, even in your piece, there was a poll that came out. I don't know what this poll is, public policy polling, that shows Tallarico with a 7-point lead over Paxton.
Yeah. I mean, I think any poll right now, you know, I think that's driven mainly by the fact that you've got a very dissatisfied group of people out there, you know, generically, in terms of how they feel about Republicans. They're ticked off by, you know, what's the economic consequences of the war, and the fact that Trump, in their view, doesn't seem to be sharing their top concerns. And so, you know, but when it becomes an election between Paxton and Tallarico, Tallarico is just a fruitcake. I mean, just an absolute, you know, insane guy. And the more you hear about him, you know, just seeing the things that he said, he's just way too out of step.
I think a lot of us knew this to begin with, you know, when this all started with the Jimmy Kimmel thing, right? And, yep. You know, the deeper you look, it's just so hard for me to believe. And I know that, you know, Ken Paxton put a real quick ad out last week that sort of is a summation of all the kooky, wacky things that he's now trying to back down on. But I don't think that's going to work with voters in Texas. David Strom, read him at hotair.com. I hope all is well. Great to have you back on this afternoon.
Hey, it was a blast.
All right, appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.